This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Most of us are pretty familiar with the sounds of a coffee house, from the clink of cups and spoons to the hiss of the steam wand on the espresso machine to voices in conversation. At one coffee house in downtown Bay City, you'll hear this. That's because you are at Beatles and Beans Coffee Emporium right there on North Water Street in downtown Bay City. Brad Wilderman and his wife Peggy have turned their coffee shop into a shrine to the Fab Four. And Brad's with us now from Bay City. Walk us through the door of Beatles and Beans. Brad, what do we see?
Oh, as soon as you walk in, I've literally opened the time portal to 1964. And this is where the greatest music explosion of all took place. You would never believe from the outside in what you're about to encounter.
What's all over the walls?
A whole plethora of vintage reproduction and homemade Beatles memorabilia, records, pictures, photos, just a total emporium. That's why we are the Beatles and Beans Coffee Emporium, because the true definition for emporium is a place with a lot of stuff, and that's what we are.
And it's all Beatles. Do you have any number count on how much Beatles stuff you have in Beatles and Beans?
Oh, my God, there's tens of thousands of pieces in here. I mean, the whole, it's 1,700 square feet of Beatles memorabilia. It's a whole day's worth of eye candy, for sure.
And where did all of your Beatles stuff come from?
Oh, my gosh. I've been collecting this stuff for 25 years, so it's from all over the world. You know, people bring it to me. I mean, this is our maybe third theme that we've been through. And anywhere you go, there's lots of great coffee out there. So how do you separate yourself from them? You know, you have to think outside of the box and be different. And I wanted to spread the love of the Beatles because they were the greatest band ever to record, for sure.
When did you discover the Beatles?
When the White Album came out. But my siblings, my brothers and sisters all listen to the Beatles, and people think I'm obsessed with them because I collect everything. It doesn't, you know, I collect the stuff that if it's got their name or face or signature on it, I collect it. I don't care if it's worth $5. If I can afford it, it's worth a little more, you know? So I'm trying to build it up, make it like, so my God, it's just everybody in the country wants to come see it.
Brad, tell me, how do people react when they first walk in to Beatles and Beans and just see all things Beatle?
Oh, my God. Well, first word of that, their mouth is awesome. Oh, my. Oh, my. And a lot of, I've had people start crying in here because of the Beatles' memories. You know, I mean, you're looking at hundreds of thousands of hours of work, you know. I mean, there's about 500 miles of fishing line in here. People think I'm kidding, but I'm not. You know, there's like 10,000 binder clips hanging everywhere. You know, it's just, it's nuts. The thing that people say is, oh, my God, this place is so cool. How are you going to ever move all this stuff? It's like I tell them I'm not. That's just it. I'm not. They say, well, who is? I say, whoever takes the place over, hopefully.
Brad, do you have a favorite Beatles song?
God, that's so hard. I know it depends what day it is, you know. Today, talking to you would probably be hello and goodbye, because I definitely want to see you, and I don't want you to go. It's like people ask me who's my favorite Beatle. It's like I can't pick, because some mornings I wake up, I'm in a John Lennon kind of mood, you know. Other days, I feel like I'm Paul McCartney, you know. I love his stuff. They're just all so different.
Brad Wilderman owns Beatles and Beans Coffee Emporium. His coffee house is at 916 North Water Street, right there in downtown Bay City. And you can check out the website, beatlesandbeans.com. Brad, thank you so much for sharing your love of the Beatles with us.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you. How did I do? Blabbering?
You're listening to Stateside on Michigan Radio. I'm Cynthia Canty. From a Beatles-themed cafe to the latest in state politics to conversations with the artists and musicians who are making their mark in Michigan, we talk about it here on Stateside. Today, during the fall membership drive, we're asking you to help pay for the commercial-free programs that keep you in the know and keep you entertained. Please call 888-258-9866 or pledge online at michiganradio.org. Here's Zoe Clark to tell you more.